I believe it's time for our hymn sing, so as people are arriving, but if anybody has a favorite hymn you'd like to sing, looks like Ron was first up.
348, 1 and 2.
348, verses 1 and 2.
Thank you.
and the Christ is it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
We have time for one more? 314. Good morning and welcome to the United Methodist Church of Yucaipa, the House of Faith. It's great to see everybody here on this very chilly morning. It looks like winter is going to keep its grips on us for at least a few days, even though spring is right around the corner. We have several announcements this morning. First, just a reminder, you'll find the little red pad in the pews. Please just indicate your attendance on that, and that would helps us keep track of who is here. Also, there should be prayer cards in the pews. If you have any prayer requests and you'd like to have the church's prayer warriors pray over that, just fill those out. And I believe you could probably just leave it in the offering plate as you leave the church. Also, this is our final chance in February to wish our birthday people a final happy birthday. So if you see any of those folks, they're listed here on the screen. Certainly say wish them happy birthday. Also, if you haven't picked up the February newsletter, you could probably find a copy in the Narthex and also on the church's website. As you probably heard, our poor stove in the kitchen is not working well, so we have a fundraiser going to get a new one. And we can see that Lorraine Munoz is heading up a fundraiser. So if you'd like to donate to that, you could probably write a check and drop it off here in the offering plate, or you could probably bring it into the church, mail it into the church. We'll take your money any way we can get it. And we have our whiteboard Bible study that is going on. That's happening this morning, is that correct? Yep, so that's this morning in the Camellia Room. Please participate in that if you are able. Hearts Grow, that's another opportunity that's on the second and fourth Sundays, and that's for the children of the church. And let's see, is that a particular location where that? Got it. So just in the building next door here. And then we have our free Saturday movies coming up in March on March 4th. It's the Ticket to Paradise. So I have not seen this movie, but I have it under good authority that it's quite funny and humorous. So if you like Julia Roberts and George Clooney, it's a good movie. So plan to take in some free entertainment here at the church in an excellent facility. And our last update information, we have our annual 30-hour famine effort coming up. That's the youth of the church literally spend 30 hours not consuming any food other than some liquids. I know when our kids were younger, we did that. Whoop.
And I'm just going to pop in. The 30-hour famine is happening now. And there is Rachel and Destiny and Ilea and me and Pat Shores also fasted. So we would love your donations because we're all hungry and we know what it's like to be hungry. Even though we don't go a whole day without food, we can really feel it. So there's a jar over in the fellowship hall, or you can put a check in there. Make the check out to World Vision if you do that, because that is faster to get World Vision the money. So we appreciate your support. You can also click on that little button that says 30-hour famine on our church website, and it'll take you to an online donation page. Thank you.
Excellent. And World Vision is a fantastic program that's out there. It's they do a lot of good in our world. Let's see. Any? Did I hear something? Any other announcements? Okay. I think we have all our announcements done. So at this time, we'll enter into our time of worship, which if you would please stand as you're able for the call to worship, and it should be on the screens in front of you. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things.
The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations.
He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to Israel.
All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
And if you'd please remain standing for our hymn, To God Be the Glory.
To God be the glory, great things he has done. so loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life on atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believes, that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son. Give him the glory, great things he has done. Great things he has taught us, great things he has done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport, when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done.
And before you sit, you can turn and wave and issue warm welcomes to your neighbors and for a little bit of passing of the peace. And as we enter our time of prayer, Deb will be bringing the microphone down. If anybody has a joy or a concern, please raise your hand and she'll bring the mic to you.
I want to welcome all those who have come via Zoom. Glad to see Lois. She's back from Arizona. Linda and Bruce, Bill and April, Alicia. We have one joining on iPad, and Mary, good to have you, Mary, and we have one also who is joining us via telephone.
First, I want to be glad that Zoom is back, and we get to see all of our wonderful people that can't make it. Next Sunday, I am bringing quilts and bears. As you know, we purchased a stove, and we need to revamp that money back into our fund. The bears look like this. There's going to be several different colors. And the quilts, it's a yard of material, front and back. The quilts are $25. The bears are $10. 100% of the money that comes off of this will go to help the emergency fund that we took to purchase the wonderful stove that we need. So when you come next Sunday, bring your pockets full of money, because I will be there to get it.
And I just want to add that if you don't need a bear, you can donate them to the fire station and the police. And then when there are accidents with children involved, they give them a bear, and it's a really wonderful thing for them. So even if you don't need a bear or a lap quilt, my brother also works in a nursing home, and my sister makes little lap quilts, crocheted ones for him, and she gives them to them. He says that they auction them off as bingo prizes. So there is a home for all of this stuff that you can donate, even if you don't need it.
Lauren has been making quilts and teddy bears for how many years? For years and years, and raised a lot of money for Elks Club.
The way that I started this project was in 2017. I was first lady of the Southeast District of the Elks, and there's 12 lodges in our district. And this started out as a project, being the first lady to raise money for our disabled children, our purple pig. And in my first year, it started as a joke, this little bear. They go, it's not going to do anything. Well, in 1 year, I raised $20,000 selling these bears to the different lodges that we went to. There's 168 lodges in California. Sophie and I made it to 163 selling our bears. So they're called comfort bears, and they really are a comfort in many ways. So next Sunday, make sure you bring your dollars so we can raise lots of money to pay for our stove. Thank you.
And I'll share briefly about Helen. Helen came in from the surgery room, and I was surprised. Like, you know, I thought she would be asleep, and, you know, because she would be heavily sedated. But she was wide awake and in good spirit. And she said even she could hear the doctors and nurses talking during the surgery. Would you believe that? But didn't feel any pain. So she's a remarkable woman. We want to continue to pray for her healing.
For those of you that don't know the backstory, she fell and broke her hip on Thursday and had surgery on Friday, and she seems to be doing great. So she is an unstoppable woman. It's amazing.
102 years old.
Does anybody on Zoom want to share? Raise your hand.
Okay. At this time, we'll join together in our unison prayer, and it should be on the screen or in your bulletin. Let us pray. I believe
in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit,
born of the Virgin
Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended to heaven, and seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From then he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen.
Let us continue our prayers in silence, remembering all those whom God has placed in our hearts, those who need God's help. We know so many of them out there in the world. Dear Lord, you are our Savior, you are our Redeemer. You are always there with us because that's your promise that you will be with us until the very end. As we tread along this lifelong journey, we see a lot of times stumbling blocks, a lot of time barriers, blockages, dead end. We go through all different kinds of struggles. We see challenges coming on our way. Lord, this life is like a restless sea. We see so many people suffering in the world today. But, oh Lord, as we know that you are the risen Christ, that you are with us, even during the times of doubts and skepticism, you are deeply involved in our life's affairs and walk on our behalf. Sometimes, oh Lord, we are blinded by these challenging life situations, but, oh Lord, you are there. Even when we doubt about your presence, even when we cannot see you. So, Lord, we acknowledge your presence in our life. And as we do that, O Lord, we receive the encouragement and strength because we are not alone on this journey. You are always with us. You walk with us. You talk to us. And you listen to our prayers and our pleas. So we thank you. We confess once more that you are our sovereign Lord. You have everything according to your plan and under your control. So, Lord Jesus, hold us securely through your Holy Spirit, that we may not be shaken by anything in the world, that we may hold on to you regardless, that we may keep this precious relationship we have found in you and be victorious in the end. So, Lord, as we come before you, we have brought our cares, our concerns, our worries, trusting that you are powerful to resolve any problems. There is no problem too big for you to solve. Everything is possible for those who believe in you. So as we come, O Lord, we bring our prayers and all the cares that we've been carrying upon our shoulders, and we want to entrust them into your care right now. Take the burdens off of our shoulders, that we may find freedom and deliverance as we trust in you. No matter what happens out there, O Lord, our life is run by your power. And to that very power, we submit ourselves once more, praying that you continue to use us, you continue to fulfill your will upon our lives, upon this church, upon in our communities, upon our nation and the world today. So as one community of faith, we now join our prayers together, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
Today, you are Mahana. You are 9 years old and grew up in Niger, one of the poorest countries in the world. With high poverty and low life expectancy, your country is a difficult place to live. Only about half of the population has access to clean water, and very few have electricity. Sickness and disease are common, and it's often very hard to find good health care. You live in a small village with your mom, dad, and your four siblings. Because your family needs help around the farm and at home, you're the only one of your siblings who goes to school. When you come home, you help your family by getting water from the well and making hats to sell to help your family buy food. Life is hard, but you love your family, and you hope that life can get better. You are Mahana. Your family doesn't have very much food. Most days you only eat one meal, or sometimes none at all. You help your sister crush millet to make porridge. It's very hard work and takes a long time to prepare. Mm-hmm.
জির ভিনজা কয় নিনা গুন্ডু কুবি নব গডি এবার নাওয়া
You depend on your family's farm for food, but it's been years since it grew enough for you to eat well. Your family often has to depend upon the neighbors and the chief in your village to share food with you. You hope that someday you'll have enough so that you don't have to go hungry.
Thank you, Deb. That was very, very inspiring. At this time, you may remain seated for our next hymn, which is Amazing Grace.
Like me, I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see, was grace that taught my heart to feed, and grace my fears relieved. A precious thee, that grace appeared. Yeah, I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and have already come. His grace has brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home.
Today's scripture lesson will come from the Old Testament, from the book of Exodus, chapter 32, verses 1 through 14. When the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mountain, the people gathered around Aaron and said to him, "Come, make gods for us, who shall go before us. As for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him." Aaron said to them, "Take off the gold rings that are on your ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me." So all the people took off their gold rings from their ears and brought them to Aaron. He took these from them, formed them in a mold, and cast an image of a calf, and they said, "These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt." When Aaron saw this, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made a proclamation and said, "Tomorrow shall be a festival to the Lord." They rose early the next day and offered burnt offerings and brought sacrifices of well-being, and the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to revel. The Lord said to Moses, "Go down at once. Your people, whom you brought up out of the land of Egypt, have acted perversely. They have been quick to turn aside from the way that I commanded them.
They have cast for themselves an image of a calf and have worshipped it and sacrificed to it and said, These are our gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. The Lord said to Moses, I have seen this people, how stiff-necked they are. Now let me alone so that my wrath may burn hot against them and I may consume them, and of you I will make a great nation. But Moses implored the Lord his God and said, O Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and with mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say, It was with evil intent that he brought them out to kill them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from your fierce wrath, change your mind, and do not bring disaster on your people. Remember, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, how you swore to them by your own self, saying to them, I will multiply your descendants like the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have promised I will give to your descendants, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord changed his mind about the disaster that he planned to bring on his people. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Good morning, everyone. So glad to see you all here. Even it's snowing out there. It's the first time ever that it snowed on a Sunday since I came to this church. And I used to see that a lot when I was in New England. And I remember those old days that sometimes it snows so much, they cancel Sunday worship. And, you know, I'm a stubborn man. I never canceled the worship, even though I thought I would be the only one in the sanctuary on Sunday morning. And I experienced a lot of that, but this is a very unusual in California. I'm happy to see you all here in this beautiful sanctuary, and all of you who have come to join us via Zoom. And I pray that you will have the visit from the Holy Spirit this morning, and who will warm your heart, warm your spirit, and even your body, that we will experience the warmth of God's presence in this kind of cold morning. A man was struck by a bus on a busy city street. As he lay dying, a crowd gathered around him. A priest! Somebody fetch me a priest! Gasped the dying man. A policeman checked the crowd, but there was no priest, minister, or man of God of any kind. A priest, please, the dying man repeated. Then out of the crowd stepped a little old man. Officer, he said, I'm not a priest, I'm not even a Catholic, but for the past 42 years, I have lived behind St. Mary's Catholic Church, and every night I overhear the Catholic litany. Perhaps I can be of some comfort to this poor man. The policeman thought it was a good idea and took the old man over to where the accident victim lay dying. The pensioner knelt down gingerly, leaned over the man, and announced in a solemn voice, One little duck, number 2, doctor's order, number 9, 2 fat ladies, 88, and it goes on and on. You know, that's how they play bingo in the Catholic Church. The next door neighbor of the church never participated in worship, did not have faith, and mistakenly thought that the bingo game was a liturgy of the church. Like the gentleman, many non-believers know Christianity superficially, but claim to understand it in depth and judge the faith by their shallow knowledge and bias. A worst case is when the believers are not in harmony with the Bible. They think they are. The believers ought to uphold the Bible, but they accept non-biblical teachings and practices, integrate them into their faith, and claim their now tarnished faith to be correct. This is what happened to the people of Israel when Moses was up on Mount Sinai to receive the Ten Commandments. The people became very agitated by the absence of Moses only for 40 days and asked Aaron to make new gods to lead them. Aaron collected gold earrings from people and made a calf out of them. People bowed and offered sacrifices to the lifeless object, saying, "It brought us out of Egypt." Israel witnessed with their own eyes salvation from slavery by the mighty hand of God, but quickly turned to an idol they made with their own hands and gave it the credit for their deliverance. See how nonsensical the idol worship was. At the time of Exodus, the golden calf did not even exist and never was a part of the Exodus miracle. So their claim, "It brought us out of Egypt," was absolutely false. And, you know, you see that in the scripture, they themselves acknowledge, what happened to this guy who brought us out of Egypt? They know that it was Moses, and it was God behind Moses. And the same goes, and you know, when Moses stood before God defending the people who were now worshiping idols. What if you destroy them today? Wouldn't the Egyptians say that you brought them out of Egypt and destroyed them in the desert? Which means Egyptians even knew that it was God who brought them out of their land. So everybody knew, but they made this false claim. It was this idol who brought us out of Egypt. They wanted the golden calf to replace Moses to lead them in their desert. How could an inanimate object lead a massive group of people and animals wandering in the vast Sinai desert? Exodus 12 says, 600,000 men, beside women and children, came out of Egypt. I mean, think about the number. How many would they be altogether? And plus, it says a mixed multitude also went up with them. So there were more than those men, women, and children. There were other groups. Plus, very many cattle, both flocks and herd. It was impossible for any single individual to lead, in my opinion, more than a couple of millions of people, plus probably more animals than people. Even Moses could not have managed the group without the power of God backing him up. The molten image of the golden calf could never sustain people and animals in a terribly harsh living environment for a long time. What does this mean? Idol worship simply meant that they wanted to believe in anything except God. The entire story defines the fallacy of idol worship accurately. An idol is a purely a human fabrication. and idol worship is associated with the fabrication of the truth of the Exodus. Fabrication of the truth of the Exodus. In other words, deception on ways of salvation. You shall have no other gods before me is not just the commandment, but a statement of the unvarying fact that God only can save. Did any idol save Israel? It did not. In fact, the history of Israel shows that idol worship became the very cause of their destruction in the end. It was not just Israel that practiced the false religion, but people do it today in the name of religious pluralism and believe all religions are different ways to reach God. They have added other religions on top of God. Pew Research. Who achieved eternal life in 2008 shows that a majority of all American Christians, that is a 52% Christians, think that at least some non-Christian faith can lead to eternal life. And I'm pretty sure that percentage has even more increased today. The people of Israel had some reasons to ask for new gods. They experienced the manifestation of God's power so many times, but could never see God. Moses was the representation of the invisible God. Whenever they had issues, Moses took care of their problems. Moses, their tangible connection to God, was absent when he went up to the mountain, and they wanted a new substitute for Moses. The substitute that they could see and touch. So they came up with a physical object. It was made of gold that glittered and satisfied the human quest for a visible God. The image in the shape of a calf also appeared to be grand and have power. But the immovable golden calf or any other gods, however glorious they looked, could never substitute the only God of salvation. There's no other substitute for God. Jesus made this very clear as well. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Peter agreed with it and preached in Acts 4. He said, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to man by which we must be saved. The Apostle Paul repeatedly said in his letters that we are only saved by grace through faith in Jesus. God is one is the underlying teaching all throughout the Old Testament. Jesus is the only way of salvation runs all through the New Testament. Many accuse Christianity of being exclusive because of this teaching. The word exclusive has a very negative connotation today. But think of this simple fact of truth. Truth by nature is exclusive. To avoid the truth being exclusive, some try to be inclusive and say everything is true. If everything is true, then nothing is false, right? If nothing is false, then both good and evil are good. Therefore, this proposition is false. Truth cannot include everything. It has to be exclusive. This is the basis of common laws that we know of, which punish criminals by exclusion from the society. They differentiate good from evil. They are not together. They are not the same. Postmodern idolatry, so-called religious pluralism, denies Jesus as the begotten Son of God and the Messiah. And it nullifies both the Old and New Testament. If God provided many different ways for people to reach God, then Jesus did not have to come to the earth and suffer the terrible crucifixion. Religious pluralism critically downplays Jesus' redemptive work and denies Jesus as Christ altogether. In spite of this inconsistency in idol worship and religious pluralism, Unitarian Universalists accepted pluralism, and as a result, it lost its identity as Christ's church. Many believers today accept another religious pluralism called the New Age movement, which is a mixture of Buddhism, Taoism, astrology, psychics, and other religious ideas. Religious pluralism is a heresy that has infiltrated into Christ churches today. It has weakened the church and the faith of believers. As idol worship destroyed Israel, religious pluralism is killing Christ churches. You know, we might think that idol worship is just a practice in the ancient times. It is practice everywhere in the world today. Let me give you an example that I found in the World Vision magazine. John Robe wrote in the magazine, "A giant tree stood on the banks of the Awash River in an arid valley about 2 hours' drive southeast of Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. It has stood there for generations, seemingly eternal. For years, the people who live in the surrounding district had suffered through famines. In their suffering, the people looked to the tree for help, believing a spirit gave it divine powers. They worshiped the towering giant. Adults would kiss the giant trunk when they passed by, and they spoke of the tree in hushed, reverential tones. Children said, 'This tree saved us.' In 1989, World Vision began a development project there, including an irrigation system. But as they labored to build the system, the great tree stood like a forbidding sentinel of the old order, presiding over the community, enslaving the people through fear. For spirit need to be propitiated with animal sacrifices and strict observance of taboos. When World Vision workers saw how the villagers worshipped the tree, they knew it was an adulterous barrier to the entrance of Christ's kingdom and the transformation of the community. One morning, the step prayed together that God would bring down the menacing Goliath. Soon the whole community knew the Christians were praying about that tree. 6 months later, the tree began to dry up. Its leafy foliage disappeared, and finally it collapsed like a stricken giant into the river. The people of the community were astonished, proclaiming, "Your God has done this. Your God has dried up the tree." In the days and weeks afterwards, approximately 100 members of the community received Jesus Christ because they saw his power displayed in answer to the Christians' prayers. Well, this kind of idolatry was easily discernible. But idolatry in disguise that I'm talking about is not. It is how religious pluralism has permeated Christ's churches and has misled believers. It calls for believers' discernment. We should hold on to the good old gospel message of salvation. As faithful believers have defeated this idol worship through the ages, there is no other but Jesus Christ only saves. During Lent this year, let us consider Jesus, his suffering, and our salvation. Amen.
Just a reminder on the presentation of our tithes and offerings that you may, if you brought them today, you may leave them at the back of the church in the offering plate. Also, you may bring them to the church, or you may mail them into the church office also. Thank you.
These are filled with sorrow and care, hearts are lonely and drear, burdens are lifted at Calvary, Jesus is very Calvary, Calvary, Calvary. soul the Savior can see. Every heartache and tear, burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Calvary, Calvary. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus is very near.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures He below. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God, the source of all our gifts. Praise Jesus Christ, who spirit of life. Praise the Spirit, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 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 Lord Jesus Christ, we give you praise and thanksgiving for all that you have done for us. With this offering, we bless you, we thank you, and ask you to bless the ministry of this congregation that it may be multiplied in every way. So we give you this offering from the blessing that we have received from you, and we ask you to receive it and bless it for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please remain standing for our closing hymn, I Will Sing of My Redeemer.
I will sing of my Redeemer and His wondrous love to me. On the cruel cross He suffered, from the curse He set me free. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer. With His blood He purchased me. On the cross He sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. I will tell the wondrous story, how my loss has taste to save. In His boundless love and mercy, He the ransom freely gave. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer. With His blood He purchased me. On the cross He sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. I will praise my dear Redeemer in his triumphant portal, how the victory giveth over sin and death and hell. I must sing of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we acknowledge and confess once more that you are the one who has saved us from sin and its penalty. You are the only Savior that we know of. May we hold on to you regardless, because you are the one who will come back and take us to your heavenly kingdom. And may this be the good news that we will continue to share with all those that you have place in our life circle, that we may continue our praises and thanksgiving unto what you did in Calvary for our salvation. So we praise you because you are our Savior, the only Savior. We ask you to bless each and every one of us as we go from here and send us forth in your peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, now in peace, never be afraid. God will go with you each hour, every day. Steadfast, strong, and true. Oh, he will guide you in all you do. Oh, now in love and sure you believe. Reach out to others so all world can be. I will be.